This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today we have with us Paula Griffo, who's the president and CFO of VoIP Supply. Paula, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug, for having me.
Well, we just did a VoIP Supply podcast not so long ago at Enterprise Connect, but for those who haven't heard it yet, what is VoIP Supply?
So VoIP Supply is your one-stop shop for everything you need for VoIP. We carry absolutely all the products that you need if you're going to be implementing a VoIP system, from phones, PBXs, SBCs, headsets, and we also sell the service.
And in our last podcast, you mentioned among the many interesting things you guys have been rolling out lately, a new rental program. And so our podcast today is about that. So first of all, how does your rental program work?
So yeah, we are very excited to introduce this out to the market because it's something that our customers and our partners have been asking for quite some time now. So we have tried to make it as simple as possible. It's literally a one-page document that the partner will fill out that will be submitted to our financing partner, and we're getting a response back within 1 to 2 days as to the results of that application, and the customer can order within those 1 to 2 days.
So first of all, it sounds like it's a really streamlined approach. And is that one of the big appeals?
Yes, absolutely. We like I said, we tried to make it as fast and easy as possible. Previous partners that we worked with leasing and stuff like that, it was, you know, 5-page documents, and it would take, you know, a lot of back and forth getting, you know, the approval process taken care of and stuff. So we've partnered with somebody who we know is very streamlined and will take care of the customer and make the process as fast as possible. So that's what we've done here.
Now, help me understand how renting is different than leasing.
So it's different in the sense that at the end of a lease, the customer normally buys out the product, and the lease rates are a lot higher than a rental program. So the rental, you have the option of just always paying that monthly low fee for the product, but yet never owning it. So that's very appealing to some customers if they don't want to hold the actual paper, which affects the financial statements and stuff, and just always has that option of that low monthly rate.
And so it sounds like there are still reasons sometimes to lease, and then there are sometimes good reasons to rent.
Yeah, it's based on what the customer wants to do. If they do want to own it at the end, they have the dollar, you know, it's normally the dollar buyout option. But as we know with technology, you know, you lease it for a couple of years, there's new technology out there that you might want to upgrade your phone system to and take advantage of. So that's where, again, the rental program is very beneficial and with a lower rate.
Now, VoIP Supply sells a really wide range of products, and you guys have many types of customers. Can you explain all the different types of finance and credit options that you guys offer?
Yeah, sure. Well, we, of course, take your normal credit card option, PayPal. We do have the leasing option still. We do have net 30 terms that we will grant for certain customers based on, again, on approval. And then now we've introduced this rental program that, again, we brought this program into VoIP Supply because of the demand from our customers and them wanting that as an option, which seems to be where the industry is going is when it comes to service. A customer wants one bill that includes the service and also the phone rental. And, you know, it helps them not, if they don't want to outlay that cash up front, they can rent it, you know, for a low monthly rate with their bill, and it makes it very nice and easy for them.
It also sounds like scale is a factor too, that if it's a, you know, a smaller type of purchase, let's say scale versus the size of the company in question, they just might want to pay, if you will, cash or credit card, or just pay it, you know, within 30 days. But if it's a larger type of project, then you're looking at a little bit more long-term financing.
Yes, absolutely. And we found that with our end customers, a lot of them like to do that. especially not for profits. But also even, you know, a service provider or a reseller that's first, you know, starting out in the market and they don't necessarily have access to a lot of cash to outlay for these big purchases. They can just do the rental program and it works well for, you know, scaling their business and not having that cash outlay that, you know, a lot of the time will hinder growth for our partners. So that's why it's such an exciting program that we're allowed to offer them now.
And it also sounds like, as you at Echo, we just talked about earlier, that it's more streamlined in terms of if you need a product quickly, this might be an option versus a more drawn out process.
Yeah, like I said, it's a lot. It's a quicker process, I would say, than a lot of our other options, more compared to leasing, which it's more comparable to. But another great thing with this program is you can rent pretty much everything in our catalog. And as you know, our catalog has a lot of products in it. So it's not just a phone that you can rent and, you know, pay monthly. It's all the other products that we carry. So that's very attractive too. So you can also, you know, rent a conference phone or rent, you know, a PBX or SBC. It's not just a phone, which the majority of the other programs out there, it's mostly phone rentals. This is our whole catalog that you can actually rent into one monthly payment.
So, Paul, what about at the other end of the spectrum, you know, maybe a larger company and there are no financial issues and no problem in buying larger products and so on, but maybe they're trying to run almost an in-office experiment, want to try out a product to see if it would be right for them. Would rentals be a good option there?
In that situation, I would say no, just because it's assumed that the customer is going to be using the product for a certain period of time. That's why they're renting it and paying for it over time. But in that certain situation, we have a demo program that we have here, and that is just a customer can request to have certain products sent to them and test them for a 30-day period without having to buy them to see if, you know, whatever solution they're kind of experimenting with will actually work for what they want. So I would suggest in that situation the demo program that we have.
You know, one of the things that I'm getting from your discussion here on VoIP Supply and how you offer financing options is there's a kind of continuum. In other words, you really help people with products, whether they want really short-term or really long-term, big or small and so on. You kind of help manage all those problems or challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we look at it as, you know, if someone's getting into the VoIP industry and, you know, testing out the VoIP service, we want to be as flexible with them as possible because, you know, it might not be for their specific need and company and it doesn't work out, you know, in the way that they want them to. And we don't exactly want them to get stuck with it because it is a great technology. But again, it's not for everyone. So we're certainly willing to work with every customer and we want to provide them the best service and experience as possible. So you kind of have to offer those different services to different situations and scenarios that you come across. So, yeah, and it makes it fun for us because we like to, you know, solve the problems that people have and make them more efficient and better in their business.
Well, Paula, thank you for joining me today and giving us a very interesting podcast on your rental program. Readers can learn more at voipsupply.com. We look forward to our next podcast about VoIP Supply.